Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Edith Moten. I'm calling to find out what is pretty furnishing. I noticed y'all took money out of my account twice, and I was just checking on see what you were.
Yes, ma'am. If you could please provide me with your zip code, I'll be able to pull up your account to tell you what's going on.
Yes, it's 19132.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate your account. And may you provide me with the shipping address for security purposes?
It's 1621 West Cumberland Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19132.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, back on November 6th, do you remember ordering a neck massager?
A neck massager?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I ordered, but I think I do remember ordering a neck massager, but I never got it.
Then it said another one here, a foot massager as well.
Yes, the foot and neck massager I never got. I'm still waiting on it for my sister, who is paralytic.
Okay.
And I was trying to get that for her birthday, which is coming up for March the 4th. But I never received it.
It says here it got delivered in or at the mailbox on November 15th.
I don't even have a mailbox. You talking about my home mailbox?
It says to that Philadelphia address.
1621?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. That's a shame because people, these pipers out here, they sit on your steps, and if the mailman come, they act like they live there. They know I am paralyzed on my right side as well, and I can't get down to the steps. But was it for $11.97 and then $54.97? That's how much this stuff costs.
So it looks like. One second. Okay.
Because I would never pay that much for it.
So it looks like in the campaign where you ordered it from, it stated in the terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel, that within the next 48 hours that you'll be billed for that item. And that's what happened. But it looks like only one charge went through for the $54.97, and then another one for $19, and that was the $19. What a $20 one came out on November 6th when you ordered it, and I think that's the shipping and handling, the warranties, and all of that. I think that's all of that is added up.
Okay, and what was for $54.97?
That was actually for the product, for the neck massager.
Oh, okay, because I didn't get neither one of these things. So you could cancel out this prescription because I'm not able to get none of these things, and I'm not able to get down to the store. And if you say y'all sent them, I mean, I'm not getting them, so it's charging my account.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. If you can bear with me, please, I got to get everything documented, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
you are.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie.
Yes.
258.
909. 909.
714.
714. Okay. Now, is there anybody that can give me some kind of discount on this? Because this is a shame. I mean, I never even received these products at all. And I'm paying for something that I never received.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do for you. 1 second.
I appreciate that because I'm a disabled senior citizen. And I thought it would be something good that I could use for my sister. I also take care of her. And she, you know, had 3 aneurysms, and I thought this might be good because she can't turn her neck. So I thought that might help her neck, and then something to help her feet.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 1 second. So it looks like I'm able to get you a 35% refill back on it.
Awesome. That's good because that way I don't have to close my account down either because when I called them, I told them I didn't recognize the charges because it's the first time I've seen it. In November, I must have overlooked it, you know, in November. But I've seen it twice in here in February. So I appreciate that.
So it looks like the transaction is still pending or something like that. Yeah. So since I canceled the account, the money shouldn't come out.
Okay. Okay. Well, whatever, you know, I appreciate whatever you've done. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then.
And thank you for calling customer service. Thank you, ma'am. And you have a great rest of your day.
We'll look out for your grandmom, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.